The option of a four-day work week for employees will not affect the company profits, economy, or lives of the employees the way the reading suggests. First, the offering of a four-day work week will probably force companies to increase spending instead of cutting costs. The addition of new workers comes with unseen costs for training, supplies, and medical benefits. Don't forget that the cost of benefits, such as healthcare, can be the same whether an employee works 4 days or five. Also, more employees means more office spaces and computers are needed to accommodate the increase in personnel. Additional costs from benefits and supplies for the new employees would quickly cut into the company's profits. Second, it isn't necessarily logical for an employer to add jobs because some employees are working fewer days. As I mentioned before, hiring new employees is expensive, and there are other options available to the employer. One option they might consider would be to ask their employees to work overtime to make up the difference. Another option they might choose is, instead of shifting the workload around to compensate for the shorter week, an employer might decide to require the employee to complete the same level of work in the shorter time period. This second option would not only avoid creating additional jobs, but it would also make the current jobs more unpleasant for the employees. And finally, even though a four-day work week offers employees more personal time, it also creates risks that could reduce their quality of life. Employees can decrease their job stability and chances for advancement of their careers by working a shorter week. Four-day employees are more likely to be laid off during an economic downturn and passed over for promotions within the company. This is because companies might prefer a five-day employee in a management position to ensure consistent coverage and supervision during the entire work week.